Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alrighty, it's crossover time, so let's welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. What the is fellas. Going on, guys? How are you today?
Pretty excited to be your teammate today.
Oh, wow.
Both of you.
Willard
of
Love?
You. Yeah, pretty excited to be a teammate of both of yours today. Mm. I'll tell you that. That was a hell of a listen with Jim Bowden. You guys did a bang-up job with Jim Bowden.
He came in hot with mask and the catcher mask.
Pretty funny.
Phenomenal.
But everything he said, he's right. He's right. I don't know why.
Version of Luka, I guess.
Yeah, why do we need to tiptoe around it? The Red Sox made a mockery of themselves yet again.
No doubt.
I don't care if Rafi goes 0-4 with 4Ks tonight. Red Sox got fleeced.
Well, I just want to know where you were at because you were out of town when you got the news. I know where they were at. I was holding that.
Yeah.
Where were you at when you got it?
I was in between Santa Barbara and Ventura where I was staying. My son graduated UCSB.
Congrats.
And, yeah, thank you. And, you know, I wasn't totally checked out, but I was probably half in, half out. And I get a text from a guy named Mike Daly who played high school basketball with my brother. And he sent me a text saying, hey, we're having this event. This and that, you should roll through. It's coming up in 2 weeks. By the way, love the trade. What? So I pulled my car over because I don't do the phone on the car. And then a message comes through the car, or whatever. And I looked. I'm like the trade. And so you open up Twitter or whatever. It's like, whoa.
By the way, when it's that surprising, mushroom cloud. You can't be that vague in text. You got to tell your boy Mike.
He thought he knew though.
Well, he thought this was tapped in. But I mean, he probably texted you. Right when it happened.
Within probably an hour, I would guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't our thread text about it? Y'all texted about it, didn't you?
You guys had me off the thread, and...
We did?
Well, unless you texted after I found out from Mike Daly.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh. Well, on Monday, you guys had your own thing going because I wasn't there.
Correct.
And as an Android,
but this was
whenever
a Sunday
I'm out...
Experience. This was a Sunday experience.
I'll check it.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
could be wrong.
Sunday evening, right before...
Yeah. It might have been your... Because you guys go iPhone only, and I don't begrudge you for that because I'm the annoying guy who shows up in what, green or... I know my droid texts are not always welcome in your iPhone world, and I get that.
No, that's actually always the case.
Yeah.
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 So, Mark,
can I
assume that you like the Bowden interview more than the Jonathan Papelbon interview?
Well, those were different experiences.
The cafeteria.
The Jim Bowden interview was, I would say, invigorating.
Man.
It was informative. It wasn't as funny as the Jonathan Papelbon interview.
Yeah. That was...
What time was that out here?
That was at 4:15. It started at 4:15. It ended about 2 minutes ago, and he had three sentences. And Dibs wasn't here for it. I don't know if you heard any of it. It's the first time ever I've done an interview, and this happens a lot. It's the first interview in my career where the person on the other end of the line was having problems with their cell phone, and it didn't matter. because you could go through a dead zone and not miss a word.
Oh, that is great.
And if you don't know, just go listen to it.
That was deals from Vegas.
That was something.
So it was a quick interview, is what you're saying?
No. It was not over fast.
Oh, okay. You know how you do it. I'm having a good time.
But I don't see. Here's the difference. When you call the show drunk, you're actually drunk. I don't. I think Jonathan's just.
I
think he's just from a different place in this country, and I won't name it out loud. You can Google it if you want. But
He's
just a different man.
And I love the sound you guys played from him from a different appearance where he's talking about clubhouse cancer. And I thought about it like, isn't he the guy who choked out Bryce Harper in the dugout? And
they got into it.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, we get into the pot, making phone calls to the kettle.
Yep.
It becomes, for me, a little bit of a step back. And I don't know if he's on the Red Sox payroll, but he is.
He's on the payroll. Yeah, he's on their broadcast.
So I don't know how you comment on the trade and don't have some criticism for Boston because, and Jim Bowden said this so perfectly, like with Luka. And Dallas just took the first offer? Like, you don't want to shop this prized possession?
You know what? I tell you, though, because, yes.
You didn't get Eldridge?
No, here's what I'm thinking as to why both of those teams, the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Red Sox, did not. Play that out in your mind. Let's say they shop, and it does get out. And if that goes public, what's your fan base do?
The same thing they did after it was announced.
But then it's done.
If you
tell your fan base you're about to do this before you do it, good Lord. Like, from a PR standpoint, you're going to get cooked.
I feel like Mac Jones in the draft with Trey Lance.
I get why they might have done that, and I wonder, we were just playing with this in the other room, I wonder if Buster, A, played it correctly, but B, might have gotten a little lucky with the timing. In other words, you know that Devers is upset and the Red Sox are upset. You know that you need a bopper. And so you make an early phone call. Hey, guys, like, I don't know what's going on out there with Devers, but if this gets to a point where it's untenable for you, we're interested.
So 29 other GMs you don't think were thinking like that?
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Wow, what a come up, man.
If you make that call, then when it does become untenable, they call you first. You know what I mean? I wonder. I don't know that.
I'm shocked, man. And excited.
Yeah, I'm excited and a little shocked. And honestly, what Jim Bowden was saying is there's some truth to it. Like, if you wait another 6 weeks, you get to the deadline, you probably get more. Mm. And if you make other phone calls, you probably get better offers. But it happened the way it happened. And you got to love the Buster Posey part of it, you know, and just being active and Manassian as well. They clearly saw a need, and you find out a player might be able to break free, and you get out of there, you know, not total highway robbery, depending on what Kyle Harrison becomes. He's still only 23, but it was two prospects and a pitcher you didn't want in Jordan Hicks, and then a guy who might turn out to be great for 8 more years of 900 OPS.
Well, 905.
I tell you, that was one of the more interesting comments also from Bowden was that he was like, you have to get Rupert Birdsong. Not Harrison, that caught my eye, at least through his eyes. Roop and Birdsong are more established or bigger prospects than Harrison. That's new. You know what I mean?
He also said Devers was underpaid.
He's right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. People who are worried about Devers' contract when he turns 35 years old, he doesn't even make $30 million. Like, that's going to be nothing 8 years from now.
So when a trade like this happens, the one thing I always think about is, you know, how does it come together? And I have no idea how it came together. I just know that sometimes you'd be surprised at how the table gets set. And I was just thinking this. It's like, okay, so Dave Fleming's brother works in Boston, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's very possible that Dave's brother tells him, we're a mess here with Devers right now. You know what I mean? Like, there's stuff going on. Nobody knows about it right now. Anyway, gets back to Posey, and that's why you make the call kind of as things are maybe starting to percolate. I listened to the Manassian interview with you guys yesterday.
Oh, you listened to it?
Yeah.
Was that you guys who did that?
I thought you conducted it.
Wait.
Isn't that what
Oh, I'm you, sorry. You guys that, weren't here
isn't
yesterday.
That what, isn't that what you told Jim Bowden?
let me just real quick ask you about, you know, Buster Posey and how a trade like this comes together. Wow. We had Zach Minazian on yesterday, and he said, you know, we touched base with him.
He said that. You guys would think like, so, we're such divas.
So now we're going with the royal we?
So we're having, Stoddy, I got your back. Just forward promotion. We're having Jim Bowden on today at 4 o'clock.
It's exclusive.
I've heard y'all doing that. I knew when he said we, I go, I don't know what those other guys.
We.
I got your back, Stoddy. The station.
Do you have his back? Because you noticed.
But I had this thought of, not my guys. They won't give it to him. And sure enough. Wow.
No, I told you I'm proud to be your teammate today. I am. Just want to make sure I'm still on the team. I felt like we kind of got replaced there for a second.
So Minazian said, when you asked him about the timing, he mentioned a 3 week, three weeks.
Yeah.
And that would have been right around the time or after Devers said, oh yeah, I'm not playing first. And so I do believe at that point you call. And maybe, no, I don't think 30 teams call on that day. I think maybe a few do. Hey, what's going on? And I'm sure at that point, Boston's like, we're fine, you know, we're fine. We'll take care of it. But they probably knew that he was going to have to go at some point. And it sounds to me like when the owner got involved, the owner was like, no, I'm not paying.
That's totally the story.
Yeah.
Is that he got out there and they tried to sit down face to face with Devers, and I don't think that meeting went well. They just could not.
It was too late.
They could not find common ground, and that's why. When people go, guy's not going to play first base. So what's he going to do here? He's going to play first base.
He never has in his career. So
what?
Yeah.
Like neither had Casey Schmidt. Then he plays first base.
Right.
Neither had Wilmer Flores. Then he plays first base. Like, he can pick up a grounder. He's a third baseman. I'm not saying there won't be some sort of a fallout there, but that's likely. And by the way, he, in theory, has 3 weeks to ramp up to it, too. I don't know if he's DH'ing or playing. I would think he plays third tonight. Like, you still want Wilmer in the lineup, right? So I would think he plays third base tonight until Chappie gets back. But
I would bet DH.
Well, but then what do you do with Wilmer?
You put him at first.
They've already very clearly stated they don't want him on his feet this year.
Right.
His knee is bulky.
For a short period of time. When's Chapman coming back? What was the Friday update when he went to the hand specialist?
The update was a good one, but still not quick enough to say timetable. But I think you're looking at least another 2 weeks, maybe three.
So before the break.
I think before the break. They got good news on over the weekend, but there's still no specific date.
Yep.
But anyway, the larger point is this. I think Devers will be willing to do things here that he wasn't willing to do.
No doubt. Just so like Jimmy Butler.
Yes. And yes, because there's trust here that had been ruined.
And I know we're not in Boston, but Stoddy and I had this discussion. I'm just a guy from Union City, California. But never in a million years would I give up talent like a Jimmy Butler or Devers because of stuff off the field or off the court. I got to believe the powers to be, the FO in Boston, would not have done the Bregman deal thinking it would cost them Devers. So why didn't you go talk to Dibs before you tried to bring Willard in? And if Dibs was saying, it's funky, I wouldn't go do, I'm blown away.
It's wild.
Well,
they did that.
You needed right-hand hitting offense, and so you were going to either go with Bregman or Arenado because they were the best options out there. So the big fault, and it's something we're going to get into on our show, is the idea of communication. And I think about Kyle Shanahan and Steve Kerr and what they do communication-wise. If you're Jonathan Kuminga, you may not love the DNPs and the decision-making, but by all measurements from the outside looking in, he talks to people and he communicates. And you get to this spot where there's no communication and Bregman's brought in and it's like, okay, you're not going to play third. We want you to play first. And then, no, I'm not playing first. And then the third baseman gets hurt. It's like, okay, you can play third now. It's like, no, I'm DH'ing. You guys wouldn't let me do it when I wanted to.
Wow.
And you know, Jim Bowden with a great answer on that. He's like, you know, what he did. He's like, I drew that line and said, okay, you can go home. You can go home and not play and not be paid and not be a free agent. You can do that.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, it doesn't get to either of those situations, right? You don't want to be forcing people against their will either. Like, you'd like to have some common ground in the boardroom before you head out to the field. Doesn't always work that way. But yeah, man, Boston's front office, and I don't know the timeline of it. Like, this is becoming their thing. Their thing is to have a great player and then kick him out the door. This is not the first time. They got rid of Betts and Bogarts because of Devers. Because they were going to build around Devers, and now they've gotten rid of Devers. And now they're all out there pitching. Oh, well, we got these next level of prospects. Good luck.
Man.
You're going to tell me that these prospects you just brought up are going to turn into Betts or Devers?
Got a home run last night.
Romey Rome. I mean, it's crazy. That's the Boston Red Sox, and they have now three times in the last 6 years kicked great players out the door.
And look what life you bred into the Giant team that didn't need oxygen, but now this thing can, there's no telling where this thing is going.
The NL West is as strong as it is because of the Red Sox, because they keep giving them all players.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Are you guys familiar with the Bill Simmons theory?
Oh, no.
Okay, so apparently the Red Sox, also the ownership group, owns Liverpool. And Liverpool's going after a big boy, apparently.
Usually.
Yeah, Forzia.
Florian Wirtz.
Yeah, thank you. Florian Wirtz. So they're just robbing Peter to pay Paul.
It's possible, but if you own those two, well, and it's Liverpool. So if you own those two franchises, you're probably not like robbing Peter to pay Paul. You pay Peter and you pay Paul, because Liverpool has got to be top five or six in the world in net worth, and the Red Sox are probably top. What, 12 in all of sports, or who knows what the number is? You got money if you are John Henry Williams.
Devers is making about 28, 30 million bucks. You could tell me, like, you're running the Red Sox and Liverpool, and you can't afford a player because some bopper is making 30 mil. I have a hard time believing that this gets to that level of small-time thinking in major, major business. You know, the Niners have for a while now dipped their toe into overseas soccer. Like, I cannot imagine. And I know people have been like, ooh, they sell the portion of the team and all that.
You need to give it up if you got to start doing that.
I think that there's a pretty big separation in those kinds of stories.
This
was dumb
and dumber. You didn't go talk to Dibs about his position. Like, and I get Devers
ego.
Like, I won you a chip. I'm the man. And you want to move, just throw me away, and it's respect. When you say communication, I think about respect.
Yeah,
if you're going to take something away from me, talk to me first.
Well, and beyond that, I'm sorry, but even if the PR is bad that you are, quote-unquote, shopping him, and you can do it somewhat quietly, although the more teams you talk to, the more likely it is to get out, I would be willing to take the PR hit as opposed to taking maybe not pennies on the dollar, but dimes on the dollar. And it all depends on Kyle Harrison. And I did think that it was noteworthy that he immediately got optioned to AAA. Not because he's not good enough, but he needs to develop more pitches. And so if I'm Boston, that's probably what I do anyway. Get down there and learn a secondary and a tertiary pitch. That way you can be a guy who can come up here and be a real rotational piece.
But my last thing, Harrison shouldn't be able to net you Devers. You know what I mean? You should be getting Eldridge or Wizenhut. That's what I'm saying.
No, that shouldn't be enough either. This is baseball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't trade stars. Period.
Yeah. They do, right?
Yeah, stupid. It's stupid every time. Do you know how hard it is to hit in Major League Baseball in 2025? There's like eight guys who can do it at this level. Seriously. You do not let them go. Not for any minor leaguer. Bryce Eldridge, 20 years old. I'm not trading Rafi Devers because I've been told by the internet that Bryce Eldridge is going to be that dude next year. Remember when we did this for 4 years when Marco Luciano was going to be that dude next year? I think it's crazy. It's nuts to get rid of a guy like this.
Do either of you guys have any concern? What would be your biggest concern, even though it feels like it's probably going to be very small? Do you have any?
I guess in this moment, my concern is that he is forced to be a defensive player this year, and he's not good at it.
Mm. Not that he doesn't want to.
I don't think that that's going to be an issue. I really don't.
We'll find out today. I'm sure he'll be asked that.
Of course. And I don't buy Zach's answer yesterday of like, well, we haven't talked to him yet. Sure you have.
Okay.
Or at least the agent.
Yeah. Like he knows that he's not playing third base here long term.
Right.
So it's one of the other places.
And I wonder about, you know, Bryce Eldridge, if he continues to push, and by next year opening day, if he is your opening day first baseman, well, then Devers is going to be your DH. Yeah. And honestly, that's probably ideal, because everyone we've talked to, or you guys have talked to, Stein, you guys are doing a great job with all the interviews, but everyone from Boston talks about a glove that's below average at third. And so a guy who's never played first in the bigs, I kind of don't want him over there anyway. I'm sure he can catch a ground ball and he can put his foot on the base. They had Gerard Encarnacion over there missing throws. So I just worry about a team with pitching and defense if you put him at third and he's a glove that you don't necessarily want out there short term.
Bryce Eldridge hasn't played much more first base than Rafael Devers.
So he hasn't played any in the bigs. But.
Right, but I mean, he hadn't even played very much in the minors either. Like, he's not a good glove over there yet either. So that's all, you know, that's next year. That's to be determined. There's plenty of time. Wilmer Flores' contract is up at the end of the year. That changes the calculus of the whole thing. So, but yeah, that's my initial worry, is a team built on pitching and defense puts a bad glove in the infield.
Mm. All right, well, we got to get out a little early because you guys are going to the Rafael Devers press conference, which starts at 2:15.
2:30, yeah, about 20 minutes away.
I'm just going to throw it to you now.
Yeah, though. Yeah, you can.
Seamless.
Yeah. We're getting out a little early today so that we don't miss any Willard and Dibbs.
No, well, no. You don't need to do that.
Okay. All right. See you later.
Steiny, you can go. Go get yourself a cocktail. Listen, everybody, if you want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance, this is July 19th at Oracle Park. We'll have that chance for you in the 4 o'clock hour today and every day all week long here on Willard and Dibbs. And by the way, of those five winners, one of them is going to be randomly selected and upgraded to two sweet tickets for the show. This is all courtesy of Live Nation, so just keep listening. We'll tell you exactly how and when to win in that 4 o'clock hour. And for more info and to buy My Chemical Romance sweet tickets, you go to sfgiants.com/concerts. Also, from the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes, no appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. Goo, any parting remarks, or y'all good to go?
Go Giants.
Okay, there it is. All right, Willard and Dibbs is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.